Michael, here we are, last game of the season, and what a season it's been for so many different reasons.
Yeah, it's definitely been one to remember, as I say, for all sorts of different reasons. You know, it wasn't a very good start up till Christmas, to be honest with you, and only really got going then the end of January. And as I say, it's been a brilliant back half of the season with the cup runs obviously made, and the way we've, you know, the amount of points we've accumulated in the end has been, you know, it's been really positive and it's great for us.
Yeah, in some ways it seems to have flown. It might be an age thing on my part, but it doesn't seem 2 minutes ago since you led the team out against Notts County.
Of course, yeah, and the same for myself. You know, it's you know, don't get me wrong, you look forward to your holidays, but personally, you don't want it to stop. You know, we're on such a positive sort of feeling going around the club at the minute, and that, and you want to just keep going. You know, it's as you get a bit older as well, that's another season ticked off the box, and as you say, with the run of form that we've kind of had of late, it's a bit of a shame that you'll always look back and just think probably 3 or 4 more games in the season and what could have been. But you know, I think the one pleasing thing is that I think next year we'll be going into the season really positive, and you know, we know where we went wrong this year, and I don't think the same mistakes will be made next year.
Because it was looking bleak, very bleak at one point, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, after that Crewe game, you genuinely feared, you know, the worst where we were in the league, and we just lost to a big rival with the position we were in the league to lose 3-0. You know, that wasn't nice, it wasn't pretty. So after that game, I really thought, Jeannie, you know, this could really go to the wire and we could be in trouble here. But, you know, credit to the staff and the players, and that turned it around, and, you know, we went in an unbelievable run, and, you know, look where it's took us to now. We're not too far off the top six, but as I say, we've come up a little bit short in the end, but I think a lot of that's to do with the start of the season that we had.
And it was a sombre place, wasn't it, when things weren't going well? But just through those doors there's a lot of laughter now, isn't there? There's happiness around the place.
Yeah, well, that's football, and I suppose as well, at the same time, it probably shows you how much people care about their job as well, you know, and it's not going well for them. They're down, and it's disappointing, but you can feel sorry for yourself. You got to pick yourself up, but you know, football's a hard game when you're not winning. It's easy when you're winning, and it's great when you're winning. Everybody's patting you on the back and telling you probably how good you are and how brilliant, and that's the way it is. And when it's not going well, it's really tough, and you've got to go through some tough times probably at home as well, because you take a home with you, and then you come to work and it doesn't go well, and it's just a lot of disappointed people, but yourself included. And It's certainly a sort of lonely place when you're not winning, you know.
At what point did you feel at your lowest this season?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I think for me personally, you know, the expectations at the club the last few years since we've been in this division, I've always felt that we were going to win the league, and every season I've been quite positive that. I know it's easy to look at it and you always think, right, we're going to win the league this year. That was always, you know, my mindset. And then with the start of the season we had, it was just so demoralising, you know. And as I say, that was pretty low. And then you see a manager getting sacked, it's never nice. And then obviously with the red card and that I had, and, you know, it was my own fault. But it was disappointing, because at that probably time more than ever was when the team probably really needed me, you know. And that's, you kind of felt I let down lads down, you know, a bit in a big way that day, obviously with having to play an extra game against Fulham, and then obviously missing the Crewe game. And I think that personally for me was the hardest bit, was missing the league games. You know, obviously you want to do well in the cup, but we never thought we were going to get to an FA Cup semi-final. I was just straight away thinking, oh, because I knew what kind of trouble we were in the league. I just, you know, I really felt you let down lads, and that was quite hard. But as I say, you've no one else to blame but yourself, you know, and that was it. That was quite hard for me personally.
And it's not always been easy for you and the fans, hasn't it? There's kind of been a love-hate relationship in some quarters. Never really understood it personally, but it happens. How do you feel that the relationship is now? And do you feel that you've actually, with some, been fighting to try and win them over since you've been here?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, personally, it's hard, because obviously you want to be liked and you want to do well, and I don't know, it's hard in a sense, because people probably don't see the work that you do in the summer when you're away, and the work that you put in the training ground all week, and people don't see that. They just see what they see on a Saturday, and that's where they get their opinions from. So it's hard, but you know, I'm not the first player to probably, especially at this club and at the, and with this team, you know, I'm sure all the lads at certain stages, it's just fans. You're never gonna have them all on your side, and you're never gonna have them all against you. You know, it's just the way it is. And you know, the one thing is, you know, I always just try to give me all I do. I always, whatever people question about me, whatever it is, I'll always leave 100% down on the pitch. I'll always give it me all and do my best for my team. And every game I go into, I want to win, you know. I'm no different than any other player, really, but that's just the way it is, you know. And I think these things, they go in circles, and you just got to take it on the chest, you know. There's times, obviously, you're getting a bit of stick in that, and there's nothing you can do or say, because you're only going to make the situation worse, you know. Yeah. And that's the thing. You just got to take it and move on. You know, these people pay their money to come, and they're entitled to their opinion, and that's the way I look at it, you know. As I say, ideally, you want them all to love you and be hugging you and, you know, giving you a king's chair out of the place, but it's not going to be, as I say. But, as I say, that's just sport in general, you know. Yeah. People, they just... It's, you know, you're not always going to be loved, and you just got to deal with it, you know. And you can't feel sorry for yourself. I think, and I think things like that have probably made me stronger, you know, personally. Not that to go against people, but just to be able to take it and come through it. You got to show some character. As I say, there's a lot of players that, you know, have gone through that themselves. The people question whether they're good enough to be here and that, and they've come through it as well and been better for us. So that's just the way it is. And I think, it probably shows what type of person you are if you can come through it, you know, instead of showing away from it.
Do you think if you were considered to be a flair midfield player, it might be a different story?
Yeah, because...
you did a few more tricks and a few shimmies probably, here and there.
Probably, you know, but that's just the way it is. I mean, I always try to keep the ball, and I don't know, sometimes the hardest pass is the easiest pass, you know, and obviously I know what my game is, and I know what I can do, and... you know, sometimes you need, it's just one of them things. You can complement each other, you know. And as I say, I feel now since the manager's come in, we've played a system and it's complementing all the players in the team because we're getting results, and that's the way it is. And everybody's on their toes, they're playing well, and they know what their job is in the team. And especially times when you're going through bad runs, I think you start trying to do too much. And that's the one thing I've probably learned is when you're going through a bad run, you're probably trying to do other people's jobs for them, and you should just do your own job and let everybody else look after their own business. And I think sometimes that's where, you know, the one thing I've certainly learned from it is you start trying to do stuff for everybody, not everybody else in a sense that they're not doing the job, but it's just natural instinct as a player. You want to win, you're trying to do everything, and as I say, it doesn't do you any favours, I suppose. Just the best thing to do is just do your own job.
Best moment this season? Wembley, walking out there, or is there something else perhaps that we might not expect from you?
No, I personally, you know, it's got to be Wembley, you know, because although we lost, you know, it was just the whole day was just an incredible day, you know. It was to go down there and obviously we're going out there and just the performance, it's just like, couldn't have been proud of walking off after the defeat. It was just what a feeling, you know, and to see the way the lads performed, and then, you know, and you can see that sort of fifth goal, and we were out on our feet, and, you know, the crowd and that stand up, and that, you know, it was just unbelievable to see after the fifth goal the reaction of the crowd and that. So, because I've obviously been there before with Sheffield, and we haven't performed and haven't scored, and I say we give the fans everything that day by the victory, which was unfortunate, you know. And as I say, there's not too many times at Sheffield United where you lose a game and be, you know, your own fans will give you that sort of standing ovation like that, you know. So it's something probably treasure in a sense, you know. Obviously it would have been better treasuring it with a victory and going down to an FA Cup final, but that's certainly something I remember, you know. That was a special day.
I'm sure you'll enjoy your break just as everybody else will, but will you look forward to next season and perhaps want it to start a bit sooner than normal?
Yeah, to be honest with you, as I say, I have a week or so at home, and you know, you'd probably clean the garage out Monday and then you cut the grass and you've nothing to do, but you know, personally, I just like to be active. I like to be always doing something. And as I with the way things are at the minute, I can't wait for next year to get started. And, you know, I'm so positive in a sense of, you know, people don't want to really hear about next season already, but I'm just so, with the feeling that's around the club, that the manager's brought back and that, and the staff, I just, you know, I just want us to get over the line now. And I think what happened at Wembley and things like that, that's going to help us, and it's made us hungry for success, I think, a bit more with some of the performances we've put in the cup and all. It's give the lads, I think, massive confidence. And I think next year, you know, hopefully it's going to be a special year, you know. And I think, you know, we've been in this league for, you know, 3 years too long now. So it's about time, you know. I think we got it together now and got up out of the league. So I think it's the least that the club and the fans deserve.
It'd be good to do it with this group as well, isn't it? Because they're a very close-knit group here now. You get the feeling that it might not need a great deal in terms of recruitment through the summer.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's obviously going to be down to the manager and the staff, but I think he's shown already with the players that he's brought in, he's always looking to improve and keep people on their toes. And he's just going to do what it is. You know, I'm sure he feels he's got the basis of, you know, a good side there that can do some damage in this league. So, you know, as I say, I'm just looking forward, and I'm sure he is as well. You know, I don't think, from speaking to the manager, you know, as players, you know, I don't think he fears that there's anything for us to fear in this league. And as I say, I think it's shown with the way the players have responded to the confidence that he's given them and the freedom that he's given them to go and play. And, you know, as I say, I think next year is going to be such an important year for the club. But, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. As I say, I think all the lads are as well. As you say, it's we've been brought together, and it's you know, through some tough times, as you can hear them there. As I say, there's really good team spirit in that at the moment, and everybody's just looking really forward, I think, to next season.
Finally, you sign off this weekend against your old club, Coventry. I mean, do you still have a strong affinity with them?
Yeah, I mean, I still live up there, and my kids go to school up there. So it's you know, obviously, a club that gave me an opportunity down in England when I came away from Celtic. So it's just a shame to say. It's a good club. You know what I mean? They have a good fan base. It's obviously not, you know, probably as passionate in that as it is probably up here, but they're a great club. It's just a shame what's happened to them. But I think, if anything, what's going on with them at the minute, it's just going to galvanise the fans and things like that, and make them a stronger club. It's a shame now. It's a bit of a mess. You know, I still speak to a couple of people that, you know, obviously work there on the kit man and people like that. And it's just a shame that, you know, that they don't have a club anymore, really, in Coventry to go and support. And, you know, I know they obviously take big numbers away from home and that, but you know, it's a pity, you know, and I just hope they can get a sort and get back to where they belong. And, you know, and because I think the thing is now, what the owners have got to realise at that football club is that, if anything, if they go back there now, they're going to have one hell of support, whether they win, lose, and, you know, or draw in games. I think the people really realise what they're missing there, you know. It's such a shame.